Let's listen to this interesting discussion between Chris, Hannah, and Alex again, this time at a native rate of speech. When you have a question, please raise your hand. This will allow me to call on people one at a time and avoid having people talk over each other. Also, please make sure that your questions are on topic. Who would like to begin?
I need to voice my concern about how the focus groups were not asked about color or design. I think this would have...
Please pardon my interruption, but with all due respect, Mr. Hansen, I completely disagree with you. I understand your concern, but in our experience, those product characteristics pale in comparison next to affordability and ease of use. I don't have time to address your concern fully, but most customers aren't interested in design as much.
If I may offer my opinion, I believe Mr. Hansen has a legitimate concern, and I'm glad he asked that question. But Ms. Graff may be right about the importance of listening to our customers. However, this topic is outside the scope of my expertise.
Now let's turn to the informal meeting, where Chris, Hannah, and Alex are having the same discussion, but in a more relaxed manner. Let's get this show on the road. This is an open discussion, so who wants to start off?
Hannah, even though I've been knee-deep in your data for months, there's something I have to get off my chest. Why didn't you ask the focus groups about our product's color and design?
I can see your point, Chris. But based on past experience, we know that customers mostly consider affordability and ease of use when deciding which product to buy. I can't go into this in detail now, but most customers just want reliability, and the design is secondary.
Chris, you've brought up an interesting point, but I think Hannah is right. Don't take this the wrong way, Chris, but the interests of engineers and our customers aren't the same. But, of course, I'm not a marketing expert by any means.